Okay, and here's something to break it up. This I wrote on tour. I wrote it in Eugene. And it's still true after 2 months. Okay, it's called A Quick Lonely Poem. I am sick of writing poems about being lonely and writing poems about all four of my exes. It's not as if those guys weren't stories in their own right, but there are only so many times you can write about the collective 6 months of relationship tale-telling. Look, I'm not going to turn this into a personal ad kind of poem. All right, fuck it, I will. Hi, my name's Carrie. A fun fact, my parents gave me this name because it's the only one they could agree on. I am a Gemini. I like long walks on the beach, writing love poems to nobody, and breathing. But really, who needs the breathing? I don't have a type. I'm not usually on the prowl. I tend to actually laugh at dick and fart jokes. Now take me home, I just want to be held. No, wait, don't come near me. I have to clarify a few things. Don't be fooled by my pretty language. I may say I just want to love you like that Justin Timberlake song, but really, boys scare me. I mean, look at me, 5'3", I get squashed easily. Small, big, tall, short, doesn't matter. And just about any man not classified as having dwarfism will dwarf me. And let's face it, little people, whether they're Oompa Loompas or not, scare big people. I scare boys, I drink beer, I can stand watching football and basketball, I pay attention to current events, and I also read a lot, and I listen to slam poets. And I know art is feminine, there's feelings involved, poetry's a feeling kind of sport. And I like poets, I like a lot of poets, I tend to get googly for artistic people. Look, am I the only one who thinks talent is sexy? A talented man is sexy. Doesn't matter, tall, short, small, big. I tend to have a better time with guys who use their hands anyway. Pens and paper, writing a heart in their sand with their initials in the middle. Look, you don't have to have a nickname. You don't have to have a reputation. You just have to have a heart as big as you can handle to handle my shit when you feel like it. My manic moods are perfect for art, and you don't even have to perform words on me. It's true, I don't want to be lonely. I just want to love you, baby, and get squashed easily. I mean in that good way. Look, I'm not even taking applications. The blank spaces to fill in my heart are not for a job I hire. It shouldn't be up to me to choose you. You should just happen. All the same, let's be real. Please don't come up to me and ask if I think you're talented. If I take you out by the dumpster for a makeout session, then the question's probably moot. Yes, I used moot in a poem. The most profound thing I could say right now is don't be a moot person. I just wanted to put moot twice in a poem. Now it's three times. Please just take me home and hold me.